things. So some of the areas, if you're looking with people, are around sexual relationships. Have they got one? Do they want to make a new relationship? Certainly the change in role, it's a massive change, isn't it? And some people struggle with it. You know, to be a mother, I always think, with young children and go through the whole gambit of treatment is an absolute nightmare, really, to try and, you know, do what you did and carry on, you know, with the side effects of treatments. Gender, we are different, you know, male and females do differ. And I actually think, I mean, there was a wonderful cartoon where the woman's sort of getting undressed ready for bed and the husband sat in bed with his arms folded. And she's thinking, oh my God, he'll be thinking, looking at my thighs and thinking I've put weight on and I'm really fat. And he's looking up at the ceiling thinking, I wonder how that fly can stay upside down on the ceiling. And I think that's the difference, that men are less complex sometimes. And, you know, women assume that there'll be a problem, and there isn't always. And I think we need to look at that. Stress. There's a phenomenal amount of stress around, maybe even before the people were diagnosed. And if you look at stress and sexuality, we aren't meant to be making love to that, you know, tasty man in the middle of a tiger-infested forest. You know, nature means that all the blood goes from the central organs so that we can run away. And actually, I think if people have an understanding of how stress affects our relationships, our sexuality, then they can actually understand perhaps this is why I'm like I am at the moment. The burden of caring and sometimes harming the person, as I say, about the dryness, or just resuming sexual relationship when you've got a painful areas, is very, very important. And I know when I left the Nealcliffe Cancer Centre, they used to call me Anne the Pillow Cawthorn, because I used to say, how about putting a very slim pillow between you? Say Anne said that, because all of a sudden if you arrive with this very slim pillow or cushion, you know, out of the blue, but it actually protects you a little bit and, you know, saves harming each other. Leslie's talked about depression, anxiety, and adjustment. People need to adjust to the new them. They have returned and will return back to life, possibly, but it'll be different, won't it? And they need to, you know, look at how they manage that. And I say to people, are you doing anything different? You know, you're saying that things are the same. And I'll say, you know, are you sort of changing differently, and they'll say, oh well, I undress in the bathroom now, and I wear sort of gym jams. And I say, what did you do before? Oh well, I undressed in the bedroom and I always had, you know, no clothes on at all. And so we're giving messages out and things are different, and it's how couples cope with things like that. And again, body image can lead on to low self-esteem and low self-worth if we're not careful. The